The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 154, The Gang's All Here.
Gamlastan, really?
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Yes, just a few months ago. I stayed in what I think was the most narrow hotel in the world.
Ah, you're talking about the Lord Nelson, very quaint and right in the middle of the old town part of Stockholm. So what took you to old Stockholm?
I was visiting a friend in Gothenburg, and we went up to Stockholm by train, just for a little sightseeing. And you?
Ah, business, always business. Which brings us back to these clock gears. How many do you want?
Let's see. I like this one, and this one, and these three.
I can let these go for $10.
That sounds fair enough.
Fair. Ah, it's more than fair. It's a loony deal. Now, how about the rest of your costume? I got a nice selection of goggles, top hats, and some Dr. Martens.
I'm good on that thing. I will surely pass on what you have to my friends for sure. Here you go. One Hamilton.
Thanks, and I appreciate you getting the word out. Come back anytime.
I will, thanks. Did you catch what he said at the end?
Every word. Dr. Martin? Really?
Who says that?
Either someone who's totally fashion clueless or an alien.
My money is on alien.
Did your spy camera work?
I'm not sure. I'll be there in a couple minutes. We can check out the footage and see if you can recognize it.
All right. See you in a few.
Boldabar Space Station, we are locked on docking beam. Auto docking is on.
Ulysses lock on confirmed. Closing rate nominal. Secure for contact.
Roger that. We are secured.
Contact in 3, 2, 1. Contact light green.
Roger. BSS, we are green. Commence pressurization.
Pressurizing.
Nice docking, Gabby.
Thanks. Will you be boarding the BSS with us?
No, I'll proceed to the brig and keep an eye on my prisoners.
Jeffra, it's not like they're going anywhere.
I realize that, but I want to make sure my investment's in good shape. Could you see if the BSS has an ETA for the transport?
We'll do that once docking is complete and we're on board.
Pressure has equalized. Locking bolts green. No pressure leaks showing. You are cleared for a hatch opening.
Copy. All systems green. Cleared for hatch opening. Captain Tam and I will be the only two boarding right now.
Understand.
Welcome to the crew of the Ulysses. Captain Tam, Pilot Gabby.
Thank you, Commander Sims. It's a pleasure to be back on board.
Commander, Lieutenant Andrews.
Gabby, you've done your homework. Nice to meet you. Captain Tam, the same.
Lieutenant Andrews, pleasure.
And George, it's nice to see you. Well, at least half of you.
I was constructed only from the waist up. It makes it easier to attach to the exterior of the station for repair work.
Yeah, I guess legs are not really necessary in zero-G.
Where are Jaffra and your prisoners?
He elected to stay with them. He didn't want to risk something happening.
Really? I mean, what could happen?
They could pick the brig lock, detach the ship from us, land on Baldabar, free Lister and Wi-Fi, then go to the moon prison on the Capra solar system and reunite with Rage.
Lieutenant Andrews, pardon the interruption, but that scenario is very unlikely. I calculate a below 1% chance for success.
George, I believe the lieutenant was being facetious.
I will update my sarcasm database.
Jaffra wanted to know if there was an ETA on the shuttle.
Stand by. I will notify Central for an update.
I take it that Jaffra will be staying with his two prisoners and would be on the shuttle back to Baldabar?
That was his plan. He didn't want to wait for the Ulysses to clear quarantine inspection.
Baldabar headquarters is advising that the shuttle is being replaced by a marine bat for security reasons. They estimate 3 standard hours before arrival.
If they're concerned about security, rather than having them transfer into the BSS, then into the BATT, have them dock on the Ulysses Nadar port.
Lieutenant Andrews, you're our technical expert. What do you think?
Are you equipped with standard IDF docking port?
Yes, we are.
I can link our navigation docking control to George, and he could dock the bat.
George, do you see any problems with that scenario?
I am quite familiar with the docking software used by Ulysses. I recommend that in 2.5 standard hours, we complete the data link, and I will guide the bat in from there.
Gabby, can you get that set up?
Not a problem.
I would like to hold off on the quarantine inspection until the prisoner transfer has been made.
I concur with your assessment, Commander. It will be easier for the bat to decontaminate those three on board the Ulysses before taking them aboard the bat. Once they are gone, I can do a full sweep of the ship.
All right, make it happen.
You think 6 ears are enough?
For me, maybe. I don't know about the rest of
them. Dad.
Just kidding. You know, it doesn't get much better than this. Sweet corn crabs and a refreshing beverage. Oh, did you bring out the vinegar?
For you. For me, I brought melted butter.
Come on, Kelly. You know crabs are best dipped in vinegar. Keep the butter for the sweet corn.
Well, think about it, Dad. Old Bay and vinegar?
I am. And my mouth's watering. They should be ready in about, 10 minutes.
Here comes Jim right on time. He can be the tiebreaker. Vinegar or butter?
You know he's from lobster country. He'll be butter for sure.
We should get a hold of Kate before we eat. It might be a little rude with all of us eating.
See if you can video conference. I'm getting hungry.
Hey, you two. You getting hold of Kate?
Hey, Jim. I hope to have her on in a second. We already have the newspaper spread out on the table. You can just put your crabs in the middle there. I thought we'd eat after we talk.
Yeah, sure thing. Man, this wind is a killer. Good thing you got these bricks holding these papers down.
How many did you bring?
Well, after Pim and Sam, Lenore, and Robert hit them, I had a dozen left. I brought some extra butter for the corn and crabs.
Haha, I win.
Hey.
Hey, sis.
Hey, Slugger.
Katie, glad you can join us.
Wow, the gang's all here. You getting ready for a picnic?
We got a little crab feast going. Sorry you can't be with us.
That's all right. You know I'm a fish taco girl anyway. In fact, Nelson's going to get me one now.
So I understand Vivian went shopping at Looney Louie's.
Now, Jim, you know he doesn't like to be called that. He did go and recorded everything on a hidden camera.
So, do you recognize him?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely one of the Stockholm kidnappers. In fact, he and Nelson talked about Gamla Stan, the old part of Stockholm. Louie admitted he'd been there.
Did he say when?
No, but there's no doubt in my mind it's him. And as for evidence that he might be a Hongan, listen to this taped excerpt.
I got a nice selection of goggles, top hats, and some Dr. Martens.
Dr. Martin? Who says that?
Exactly. Dr. Scholl, yes. Dr. Martin? I don't think so. Jim, I need to give you a heads up. You might be seeing some extra hands on this one, but not from Homeland.
Really? Who's getting in the way now?
MI6.
MI6? Why in the world is an intelligence agency getting involved in my case? A foreign one at that.
Agent Simon was investigating espionage in South Africa. Soren worked with him. They think that Wong's gang was behind the Johannesburg incident. And they were also trying to sabotage communication facilities in Britain. Louis was part of her gang.
Now, Nelson talked a lot about Agent Simon. He's IDF and MI6 in his cover job, so I know he's good. Is it just him?
He has a partner in training, a Jameson.
Just what we need, a rookie agent.
Hey, I'm a rookie, too.
Yes, but I think what Jim means is that we know your ability.
Look, there's nothing we can do about it. On the civilian side, there's no investigation other than me snooping around for a client. But on the IDF side, everybody wants a finger in the pot. I'm going to talk with Pyramid about appointing me lead on this case. Otherwise, we're going to be running into each other.
I agree with you, Jim. I have no problem with that. Well, you guys better dig into those crabs while they're hot. My fish taco just arrived. We'll catch up later.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you what. Never in a million years will I think your first case, a simple harassment case, would tie into so many previous ops.
Horace, I'm with you on that one. Von Langer, Jeremy Parks, Joanna Harris, Quo, Wong. It's like a soap opera.
I think it just means they're all part of the same terrorist organization, RAGE. Well, what's our next step?
Kate and Nelson will continue surveillance on the two, and I'll do more background work. We need to go over Louis's business application and Hank's rental agreement. They had to have had some sort of paper trail.
Yeah, Louis would need a tax number to operate the pawn shop.
And Hank would have to have some kind of income to live on.
Well, there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
You got a claw mallet?
This case was getting stranger by the minute. Now I'm doing surveillance on a man who was part of a gang that kidnapped me in Stockholm, with ties to Jeremy Parks and Quo, and even Heinrich von Langer. As Yogi says, it's deja vu all over again. I finished out the rest of the day watching a few customers go in and then listen to Louis' slick sales talk. If he was indeed a Hongan, he was well polished. I didn't hear anything out of the ordinary, so it was back to my apartment. The pawn shop was closed on Sunday, so I spent the time going over all the evidence. As always, Monday came way too soon.
Oh, good morning. You up and at it early?
And I'm willing to bet that you're not at home, but at work.
And you would win that bet. So, what's up? Find something on the surveillance tape?
No, Saturday was a slow day, and he was closed on Sunday. I've been doing some searches on the internet. I typed in the address of Quo's old apartment. I came up with two previous renters, all Chinese. I have a lot of resources at hand to do an investigation on them. I wouldn't be the least surprised if they came from the same province as Miss Wong.
That's a pretty good possibility. Rage usually enlists gangs more than individuals. As I understand it, her gang was pretty big.
I'm sure she started out with one of the major triads, but formed her own tong here in the States.
Kung Fu movies I've seen. What does it mean?
Literally, it means hall or meeting place. Tongs are found mostly here and in Canada.
So don't tell me she'd be in the Wong Tong. It sounds like a soup.
No, James, it's not like that. Most tongs today are to assist immigrants in adapting to America. I dealt with them in my job at Homeland. However, many resort to criminal activity, anything from illegal immigration to drug trafficking. I'm going to see if I can find any connection between these renters and Wong, or the restaurant.
Well, how about the pawn shop?
Joanna Harris had it for several years. My guess is that she was recruited. I'm going to dig into her financials and see if that may have been why she joined RAGE. If she was always financially solid, she could have been a RAGE plant.
Got a lot of digging to do. If you need help, Horace is eager to participate as well as Kelly.
How'd the crab feast go?
Oh, great. We had enough left over to pick out. Kelly's going to make some crab cakes. We'll keep them on ice until we can all be together.
Now that sounds like a plan.
Good afternoon, Tony. Herr Jameson. It looks like the office is in order. Did you find everything you need?
Good afternoon, Director. Now let me check. A desk? A chair? A telephone? Yes? It seems everything is here.
Look, I know an office is not where you prefer to be as an officer of the IDF, but as an agent of MI6, one must keep up appearances. Jameson, are you settled in?
Yes, sir. I think we have everything we need, except, perhaps, a case.
Well, Jameson, you're learning rather quickly. I do hope, Director, that you have something for us soon.
How about now?
I beg your pardon?
I've been in touch with my Western Regional IDF Director, and you and Jameson will be assisting him in an ongoing case there.
The Baltimore case with the two possible Hongans?
Precisely, Tony.
Sir, if I may, if this is an IDF case, What's our cover for MI6?
We believe that these two suspects have a connection to the sabotage attempt in Johannesburg. You'll be joining the investigation with their homeland security. Your MI6 assignment is to gather intelligence on these two and any of their associates.
Who will be our contact points for both the IDF and MI6?
Agent Vivian Nelson is their most experienced IDF agent and will act as a liaison between you two and Mr. Pearman.
Will she meet us upon our arrival?
He, Jameson. The name Vivian is an 11th century name from the Normans.
To answer your question, yes, he will. On the Homeland Security side, you'll be dealing with Agent Kate Hawke.
Wonderful. She has the most experience with the two suspects. Is she well enough to work?
Pearman assured me she's 100% fit for duty.
What happened to her?
She was aboard a space vessel that took a direct hit from a proton torpedo fired by Wi-Fi. It's a miracle she survived. So, Director, when do we leave?
I'll give you enough time to gather what you need. I would plan for a couple of weeks. Meet me in the transport room in 1 hour.
Will we need any loadout for this mission?
No. Everything you need in terms of equipment will be supplied by the Americans. You obviously won't be going through any customs, but take your passports just in case. Any questions?
Just one. Is Baltimore close to Disney World? I've always wanted to go there.
Oh dear, what have you done to me, Director? We'll be there in an hour.
Sounds like the place is jumping.
It always is.
This is a pretty rough establishment. We should stay close together.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
I hope Nate and Tika are already here.
Relax, everyone. I'm here strictly for pleasure. Barkeep, one round for everyone on me.
It's awfully generous of you.
Not really. I can't tell you how many times a bounty hunter has walked into a space bar and had some fugitive take a shot at him. We're not often welcomed anywhere.
So people assume because you're a bounty hunter, you never get thirsty?
Prejudice has many faces, Gabby.
There they are, over in that party booth.
Hey, you made it.
Good to see you guys. Nice show you put out there, Jaffra.
Costly for me, but much better than a shootout.
We've got free drinks. Let's order.
They have a new system here.
Take this pad and select what you want.
And it'll come through this chute here.
That's easy enough.
Since this first round is on you, go ahead and order.
First round? How about only round?
Really? I was kind of hoping to let my hair down some.
Just your hair?
What?
I mean, I heard you let your guard down too. You do some mean tabletop dancing.
That was way back in the day when I was flying for the IDF.
And she's flying for me now, so we won't be seeing any tabletop performances.
So Tika, I'm dying to know, how does the Mercury differ after those big upgrades?
It's amazing. We shaved a standard 2 hours off a one-way trip to Latumis.
Any stability issues, especially in an atmosphere?
None that I noticed.
I don't regret the upgrades at all. With the increase in performance, we can haul more cargo more often. It's paying for itself.
We're hoping for a big payoff from the IDF. I want to talk to you about whom to get for the upgrades.
I'll be glad to. So, Jaffra, what's next for you?
I was just telling Tam and Gabby the galaxy's full of bounties. There's enough to keep me busy for quite a while.
Jaffra has talked to us about working bounties with him.
That would be a big change from cargo missions.
We'll just have a different cargo.
And if we can swing a load to wherever Jaffra is headed, it's a win-win.
Wait, hold on. Did I just hear you accept my offer?
Just in time. Here are our drinks. Jaffra, I accept your offer to join you in the bounty hunter business. Everyone, a toast to friends and a new partnership.
Hear, hear.
Toast.
Saluti.
Well, I'm touched. I'm glad you accepted my offer. I'll work up a proposal and offer it up tomorrow.
Here's to Joffre's proposal to Tam.
Whoa, wait a minute there, Nate. Let's not get carried away.
I'll drink to that.
Say, is anybody hungry? Maybe we can order some eats from here.
I wouldn't recommend anything to eat from this place.
They've got a fairly decent restaurant in the terminal building.
I don't know. Last time I was there, Wi-Fi and his henchmen came storming in and pirated my ship from me.
Yeah, eventually you and China got on board and hid together.
Oh, weren't you lucky?
Yeah, lucky she didn't eviscerate me and have me for lunch.
I don't think you have to worry too much, Nate. Wi-Fi won't be hijacking ships for a while.
Is it true they are sending him to some secret location?
We can't say for sure, but rest assured that he's going to be gone for quite a long time.
So what's the deal with Mondo and Lenora?
Mondo is going to be your people's problem.
There are parts of our planet where he'll fit right in. If not, Hanga is in our solar system.
As for Lenora, she's been sent to Earth.
Well then, let's toast to everyone's problems and grab some chow.
Stand by for portal opening.
Standing by.
Do you ever get used to this?
After a while, it's like getting into a lift. Or like riding an elevator, as our friends across the pond say.
Yeah. First floor menswear, second floor Saturn.
Who on earth would want to go to Saturn?
You know what I mean, sir.
Portal open. Cleared for egress.
Agent Simon, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Pearman. This is my associate, Junior Analyst Jameson.
Jameson, welcome. This is our Senior IDF Agent, Nelson.
Nice to meet you both.
And this is my Senior Technician, Robert.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Agent Simon, Analyst Jameson.
I've heard a lot about you, Robert. If given a Swiss Army knife, some duct tape, and soldering iron, you can work miracles.
Well, I don't know about that, but you can do a lot with them. Do you have baggage?
In the stip, thank you.
Robert will show you to your quarters, and then we can discuss the case.
Hold on, Robert. I'll take it from here. Kate texted. Both are on the move. You two might want to jump on the case now.
Well, what are we waiting for? No dillying and dallying. Just hit the ground running.
Will Simon and Jameson arrive in time to participate? Will Captain Tam give up her cargo business entirely? And how will Lenora and Sam fit in? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, On the Move.